I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You've heard us use the phrase, find your place in the story. But how do you do that? But we'll begin today in Iran with an update from the persecuted church and prayer warriors get ready. Then there's an intersection between art and the Great Commission. So stick around for the details. First, amid threats of sanctions, fights over missiles, nuclear deals, oil stores, and shipping routes, the tensions between the United States and Iran are high. Unfortunately, that has led to a crackdown, explains Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari.
In the last few weeks, Iranian government has announced the arrest of multiple Iranian citizens who were allegedly CIA spies. In light of the recent sanctions, Iranian authorities are increasing the pressure on Western governments to loosen up the restrictions imposed on Iran.
In this situation, the target is Christians. For those converts who leave Iran, return could mean imprisonment and severe persecution.
Case in point, Mrs. Fatema Azad, a 58-year-old Iranian convert to Christianity who fled Iran, sought refuge in Germany but was denied asylum and deported back to Iran. Upon her return, she was arrested and released on bail. The Iranian Christian community in diaspora is concerned with the safety and well-being of Mrs. Azad while she resides in Iran.
Mrs. Azad's case is not isolated and represents a larger challenge facing Iranian believers, and that's an urgent matter for which we can pray.
The real concern for Mrs. Azad is that Iranian authorities may use her as a pawn to not only instill fear in the heart of their own people, but challenge the international community on human rights and religious freedom in Iran.
Next, teamwork is an especially critical factor on the mission field. To ensure strong teamwork, teams have to know what each member is doing. DORA International is developing a database to show which deaf ministries are working in various locations around the world. DORA President Rob Myers tells us,
last September, we got a number of international deaf organizations together to discuss what is the current status of deaf ministry and where are people working. And we got an overall sense of some of that. But one of the things that we'd like to do now is begin to really gather in-depth data about where there are pockets of deaf ministry happening in various areas of the world.
Knowing where each deaf ministry is working helps organizations connect with each other and streamline their efforts.
So this helps solve duplication of effort. It helps solve issues where one group may have resources and another group may need them but are totally unaware of them. It may also help to lay out strategy in terms of areas of countries or areas of people groups where there currently is no ministry and one group may not have the opportunity to go there but may encourage another group to begin to train up a leader.
You can work as a team with DORA. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, can an artist be a missionary too? Operation Mobilization is connecting artists to the mission field through their OM Arts program. Jack from OM Arts says,
our focus really is rather than seeing the arts as some kind of gimmick or a tool, but God working through artists to contribute to and help facilitate the unique beauty of the worship and the witness of local communities of Jesus followers.
Jack also says,
our real work is cultivating the characteristics in artists that allow them to thrive on mission.
OM Arts uses art to spread the gospel through worship and through visual communication. In many places, they create worship music with local believers, so it's both biblically and culturally relevant to them.
So many places in the world where you go, you find that the church is using translations of English language songs. They don't touch the heart of those cultures that God uniquely created.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I talked about today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or even ministry in the arts, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and then look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved on our website. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.